The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's our last show of the year, Tony. Can you believe we made it all the way through?
Well, at least one of you did.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait a minute. We got that switcheroo again. You're at the seaport. I'm in the studio.
Right. My hometown. Your second hometown.
Your hometown.
Not to be confused with your third hometown.
No, it's like fourth. I'm sorry. I love New York, but it's no better than fourth. Welcome to PTI. Tony couldn't even finish the season, so I'm lucky to be joined by our great friend, Mr. Frank Isola.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're not cheering here
Ovation
in New York.
Ovation on the last show of the year. We're going to start with the Rams beating the Seahawks last night. Cooper Kupp caught 9 passes for a 136, 2 touchdowns in L.A.'s win. But it was Seahawks running back DJ Dallas who was at the center of the most contentious play. On 4th and 6 with 3.5 to play and the Seahawks within 7, Dallas was mauled by a Rams defender, but the Zebras threw no flag, Frank. They got hosed, didn't they?
Of course they did. At the very least, it's 2 minutes for slashing on that play. I don't understand. You know, Pete Carroll, after the game, he refused to blame that call. He took the high road. I'll take the low road here.
Good.
The NFL has to get this figured out. You know, they review every single turnover, every score. Here is a moment of the game which essentially ruined Seattle's season. They have no chance now of making the playoffs. Maybe it's like a 1% chance. I understand last year they tried to review some of these pass interference calls. None of them were getting overturned.
Yeah.
Michael, how obvious was that one last night?
It may be the most obvious pass interference call since that thing in New Orleans in the playoff game a couple years ago that led them to put in the new rule, which they bailed on
against the Rams
because they're too gutless to live with the evolution of it, the growing pains of it. And it's just gutless. I mean, if you are a part of the NFL hierarchy, or even if you're an owner, and you sit there and you watch that, I don't mean a Seattle owner, I mean any owner, you got to say to yourself, you know what? This stinks. Our product is supposed to be the best product out there in sports and entertainment in America. And we as a group are too gutless to say, let's figure this out. You're right, Frank. Figure it out. Get it right. Get the guy in the sky. I don't care what you do. You cheated another team. You should be embarrassed because you took the potential of a team to come back and win away from them. And you're supposed to be the high and mighty NFL, and we can do whatever we want to get it right. They should be embarrassed at that result last night.
Yeah, and I understand the pass is a little underthrown, and we've seen a lot of contact on these plays, and I don't mind bumping, maybe a little bit of tugging, but Michael, he's slapping down on the guy's arms. How else is he supposed to catch the ball? You know, the NFL goes crazy over reviewing all these catches, super slow motion, and they love to say that wasn't a catch, he didn't make a football move. If you reviewed that, how is it going to be anything other than saying that's a penalty right there?
Explain
that to me.
His toe touched the white border. That's not a catch. Or he didn't complete the catch when he went to the ground. Shut up. I mean, the NFL looks completely fraudulent when it goes to such lengths, like you said, to protect one call and won't go to any length to protect that call. Gutless. And they want to know.
What do you think is going to happen now with Seattle? They're guaranteed first losing season since 2011. That's the year before they drafted Russell Wilson. I know that you follow all this New York stuff. There's a lot of talk, maybe Russell Wilson on the move. Maybe the Giants.
Please.
You think this is last season in Seattle?
I think it could be, but I ain't looking at New York.
I knew you.
Stop.
I see you too easy. I teed that one up for you.
You did.
All right, the other NFL game last night featured the Eagles beating the football team. Jalen Hurts threw for 296 yards, ran for 38 more along with 2 touchdowns. Overall, the Eagles ran for 238 yards, their 6th straight game of more than 175 yards on the ground. The first team to do that since, wait for it, Michael, the 85 Bears. Remember that team?
Yes, I do.
Mike, are the Eagles coming together, or do we need to discount this win over depleted Washington team?
No, I'm not going to discount it, because 2 weeks ago, Washington was 6-6 going into a game with Dallas, and everybody was saying, oh, wow, the Washington football team, they're doing what they did last year when they got in the playoffs and scared Tom Brady in Tampa. So, no, I'm not going to discount it. I do like the nature of running the football. I'm in this Neanderthal throwback position. And for people sitting at home who have no idea who was running the ball in 1985 for the Bears, it's a guy who wore 34, Walter Payton. And Matt Sui was his fullback, okay? And those guys, if they were playing now, you know, they wouldn't even want to give him the ball. You know, some guy in charge of analytics with each team would say, ah, Payton, I don't know. What's his 40 time? So that was a Super Bowl winning team. I'm sorry. And the strength of the offense was running the ball. So the Eagles can do this, Frank. And I like the fact that there are a few teams going throwback. The Eagles seem to be the most intent on it. Can I compliment the head coach? I'm always sitting here on Monday mornings ripping head coaches for being dopes. I want to compliment Cipriani because he seems to be playing to his team's strengths. Good for him.
Yeah, and by the way, Nick Sirianni went into health and safety protocols today, you know, just after the game. I'll tell you what I liked about it, this is old school NFC East football. These cold weather teams, you want to win games, you got to run the ball. And guess what? There are so few games that every win matters. I don't care who's lining up for the other team, who's playing quarterback. Philadelphia needed this game. And if you look at their schedule the rest of the way, it's all division. They have the Giants. Then they go to Washington, then they finish up with Dallas. If they run the table, they'll still need a little bit of help. They'll need the Vikings to lose one game. Then they'll be a playoff team. Now, do I think they could do anything as a playoff team? They're not winning three playoff games to get to a Super Bowl. Maybe they can't even win one, but at least they're in contention with still a relatively young quarterback. There's already talk. What will they do? They have three first-round draft picks. Could they make a move to get a quarterback? I think be a little patient. I think he showed you something last night in a game that they had to have. Yeah. He was 20 of 26, ran the ball well. The turnovers, he needs to cut that out. But he showed you something last night in a game they needed to win.
He did. I went into that game not knowing. I think you go into most games not knowing in this season's NFL, particularly this latest season. That was very smooth the way you cleaned up my Cipriani and went to Sirianni. Sirianni, I think, is a restaurant somewhere that I like a lot.
Right down
but
the street.
I like this guy just as much in Philadelphia in the head coach's office. The Lakers are back to 500 after losing to the Suns by 18 last night. With the win, the Suns moved to 25-5. Best record in the NBA, half game better than the Dubs. Bron scored 34. The Lakers fell to 16-16, Frank. After the game, Bron pointed to the team's injuries and COVID issues, and he said very succinctly, quote, "We have no idea what this team can be," close quote. Frank, what do you think it can be?
Yeah. Well, I know, number one, you stayed up until the very last second of this game last night
to
see your Phoenix Suns
play.
You know, Bill Parcells had the famous quote about you are what your record says you are. And they are the very definition of mediocrity. They're 16-16. No NBA team after 20 games has ever been 500 or worse in one NBA championship. And here's my thing about LeBron. LeBron James, everyone praises him about his basketball IQ. In fact, Monty Williams did it last night after the game. LeBron is no dummy. He is as sharp as they come. He was being very diplomatic last night.
Yes, he was.
He knows this team isn't good enough. He knows what he has with this team. He knows what he has when Anthony Davis eventually returns. It's not working out right now with Russell Westbrook. They're not as good as the team that won a championship. They simply are not. He knows exactly what's going on. And by the way, he's going to turn 37 on December 30th, and he's still the best player on the team. And that's what I would be worried about. He was dominant last night, and they still lost by 18 points.
He was. Frank, I mean, every point you made, I'm just going to give it an amen. I mean, so I don't know if you and I haven't talked about this in a few days, if you're in the same place I had been. I'm sort of waiting. What am I going to see? I'm looking for a sign that the Lakers are turning it and it's all going to fit. Frank, it doesn't fit.
Nope.
And they're not good enough. And they're too old. And people are expecting things from Anthony Davis as if he is Bill Russell, and he's not. And so the whole thing was overrated. The whole thing was flawed. They shouldn't have traded all those people to the Wizards and wherever else they traded them over the offseason, because they'd have had a better team. That's just the deal. It's not turning. I mean, it can turn and they can get to as high as fifth or sixth. They're not winning from that position, as that historical stat, you know, suggests. So I don't expect much. By the way, I listened to the whole LeBron press conference. You probably did too. It was brilliant. Yep. It was brilliant. He sat there and dissected that thing like Red Auerbach. I mean, he just you just found yourself going, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because LeBron, as you said, he knows every single thing that's going on and every single thing that needs to go on. You know what? It's too bad he's not in, say, Cleveland right now, where, you know, they got a team he could be proud of in his hometown area, right?
Yeah. And by the way, Michael, in the Lakers' last eight games against Phoenix, includes the playoffs, they've lost six and they've only won two. Phoenix has won the last five. I saw the Suns about 3 weeks ago in New York. They wiped out the Knicks. They wiped out the Nets the next night. They are the most complete team in the NBA. There's nothing that they're not good at. And by the way, Cam Johnson, how underrated is he?
Yeah.
And Devin Booker, what I love about him, he's a superstar, but he doesn't feel the need. I need to take 25 shots every game because I'm the best player in the team. They move the ball. They defend. The best team right now in the NBA.
Team. Others watching. Team. I would love to see them play Brooklyn in the finals. I really would. I would.
They smoked them 3 weeks ago.
They did.
Yep.
Let's take a break. But coming up, will the Colts give the Cardinals their third straight loss this weekend?
And will the Bills get their revenge on the Patriots? Toss up coming up next.
Yeah. Not a toss up right now with the Lakers and Suns or
LeBron
Lakers.
LeBron back to Cleveland. Michael Wilbon said it. Get it going.
You know, I'm just asking.
The interruption is presented by Truly Hard Seltzer. Live Truly. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by Truly Hard Seltzer, part of Happy Hour.
Time for toss up. Two men enter. Frank takes an L. What's first?
Toss up. Who do you favor on Saturday, the Colts or the Cardinals?
I think the Cardinals are done. I mean, the Colts have got Jonathan Taylor running through people, could be the MVP if folks could get over their obsessions with quarterback. Oh, wait, he's at home today. The Cardinals, you know, I asked Tony on Monday, Frank, after they lost that big game, I said, suppose that Cardinals don't win another game. And I was serious. I'm rooting for them to win a game. They seem like they're broken now, like they've fallen and they can't get up. I am going with the Colts to win that game, even though I want the opposite result.
Yeah, you see what Craig Reynolds did last weekend for Detroit? Ran right through Arizona. You got Jonathan Taylor. My thing will be, if I'm Arizona and Kyler Murray, everyone thinks he could be an MVP candidate, this is now his moment. I get it. You don't have DeAndre Hopkins. That's fine. You'll have to be on the move a little bit more, maybe run the ball than you want to. But this thing, after what happened in Detroit with the way that they played, that wasn't a last-second win by Detroit. They got completely outplayed the entire game. What worries me about Arizona, 3-3 in their last
at
six
home.
Games, and 3-3
at home.
I think they'll recover this weekend.
You
I think
do.
They'll get this. I think they'll get this game. Because I still have a lot of faith in Kyler Murray. I'm worried about the defense a little bit, but Kyler Murray I have a lot of confidence in.
Yeah, they talk about character and whether it's developed or revealed. This time of season, it's revealed.
That's right.
And this one starts also with the head coach. And it includes the quarterback and the rest of that team.
They and they're still in contention for the best record.
Yes, they
are. Home field advantage. You get that bye.
Lot to play for. What's next?
Toss up. Who do you like on Sunday? The Bills or the Patriots?
You know, this is another one of those games, Frank. You know, I think the glory of this NFL season is in the unpredictability. You just don't know. You don't know about like 80% of the games. I'm filling out my pool and my confidence. I have confidence in no picks, not even this one. And we saw New England win in Buffalo in that crazy weather a few weeks ago. But you know what? I'm going to take actually the Bills. I just think these teams aren't separated by that much. I think teams go on a little roll and they get bounced back to the sort of natural and fitting place in the NFL hierarchy. I'm going with the Bills to beat New England at home. Their last stand, too. They've been a little bit like Arizona.
That's right. And by the way, if Buffalo were to win the game, they have the inside track to win the division. Obviously, you get the home playoff game. New England, another team at home, 3-4. They have not played well up in New England, but their last time out against the Colts in Indianapolis, you could tell early on they just didn't have it. And Jonathan Taylor, of course, had a big game. This is going to be a lot of pressure now on Mac Jones, who's played very well. They had a couple of good wins. When they beat Buffalo, everyone's thinking, all right, right now they have the inside track to go to the Super Bowl. I still think that's Kansas City, and the record proves that as well. I do think New England at home will find a way. Buffalo has been a little rattled. I still think Bill Belichick could find a way to get his team ready to win one big home game, and it'll happen on Sunday.
By the way, this game right now, that game, that's like a referendum on Buffalo and its season. I think the Cardinals and the Bills are sort of in the same place or very close. What's next?
Last one, toss-up, stronger Eastern Conference contender, the Bulls or the Cavaliers?
Imagine having an NBA segment where we're not talking about LeBron or the Nets. you know, I think the answer in the short term, meaning this year, right now, is the Bulls. Because they've got veteran players. I mean, you look at LaVine, Vucevic, and DeRozan, who are the guts of that team.
And Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo Ball, too. Young vet, but still vet. Kids don't carry you deep in the playoffs in the NBA. Vets do that. But Cleveland, I mean, who wouldn't want their future with Garland and Mobley and Jared Allen, Markkanen, you can have him, Okoro, Osman, Rubio, even Kevin Love.
Yeah.
I mean, Cleveland is a team. Reminds me of years and years and years ago, like 30 of them, when Magic said of the Cleveland Cavaliers and Mark Price and Brad Daugherty and Ron Harper, they're going to be the team of the 90s and injuries ruined that team and the Bulls snuck in there and took over. I don't want injuries to be that, but it's the Bulls right now, but the long-term answer, I think, is Cleveland, Frank.
Yeah, and Cleveland's been a revelation this season, but the one thing about the Chicago Bulls, and you know you're a real team, you have the two games postponed, and then your first game out of that, you're playing the Lakers. I understand the Lakers are having issues. And what does DeMar DeRozan do? He scores 19 points
in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. You win the game, and he hits every big shot. The next night, you got to play another game. Your roster is still depleted. I get it. It's Houston, but they end up blowing out Houston. DeMar DeRozan is the difference. DeMar DeRozan, at this moment, is a top three, top five MVP candidate.
Wow.
And by the way, he was available for everyone to sign. You think the Lakers missed out on him?
They decided to go Westbrook.
You think they would take
DeRozan?
DeMar DeRozan and Alex Caruso on that team as opposed to what
and
they
by
have?
By the way, the Bulls won those two games you mentioned without Zach LaVine.
That's
and
right.
Those guys are cold. Look, I watch every single game, every single possession of every single game. I can't separate them. I mean, I know people are a little more surprised at DeRozan, perhaps, because they thought down in San Antonio he wasn't what he was in Toronto. And they said, they're wrong.
The great playmaker.
And Zach LaVine is having a great season. He's going to have a couple more days off before he gets back in there. So, again, right now, it's the Bulls. But, man, I want the Bulls to do something now before Cleveland gets really rolling. That's it. Let's take one last break, but still to come. South Carolina delivers a huge comeback win over Stanford.
And who has the edge in tomorrow night's game between the Niners and the Titans? The Niners have found new life, by the way.
It's a game every night.
Good.
The NFL. I mean, it's just every night.
Some of
the
them
every
have been
night
duds, though, including that Buccaneers game. How bad was Tom Brady on Sunday?
He's terrible. Don't tell him, no.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Interruption is presented by Truly Hard Seltzer. Live truly. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Time to get happy, you little elves. Happy 77th birthday, Steve Carlton. The legendary lefty was drafted by the Cardinals, but put up most of his Hall of Fame numbers with the Phillies. In his first season in Philly, 1972, Carlton led the National League in starts with 41, wins with 27, complete games with 30. You hear that, GMs? Innings pitched with 356 in the third, strikeouts with 310, and ERA at 1.97, yet his team won just 59 games. So Carlton alone had nearly 50% of the Phillies' wins. That season earned him his first of four Cy Young Awards.
You know, you grow up in New York, you're a Met fan, you know all about Steve Carlton, who, by the way, was a one-man media boycott. 73,
yeah,
he goes 13-20. The media is getting on him for his training regimen, which included martial arts. By 76, he said, I'm done with you guys. Never spoke to the media.
He and Kareem had yoga. People thought that was weird.
Yeah.
Now look,
that's
Kareem
right.
looks better than half the people in the world who are 50 years younger than him. Same with Carlton.
Right.
Happy anniversary to the Immaculate Reception. Around this day, 49 years ago, also in 1972, the Steelers were trailing the Raiders in the AFC divisional round playoff game with 30 seconds remaining when Terry Bradshaw avoided an intense pass rush through towards Frenchie Fuqua. The ball appeared to bounce off the helmet of Raiders safety Jack Tatum and possibly off the hands of Fuqua. Steelers rookie running back Franco Harris snatched it inches off the Three Rivers Stadium turf and ran for the game-winning touchdown, one of the greatest plays ever. Earlier this season, before playing the Steelers, Raiders quarterback Derek Carr, still jealous, contended the ball had hit the turf and should have been called incomplete. Stop.
Yeah, probably my earliest memory of the NFL was that play, which, by the way, not only were the Raiders complaining about that it hit the ground, but back then, you know, a pass could not touch one offensive player and then be deflected
player.
To another. That's
right.
What the Raiders were also complaining about.
They complained about
Davis
a lot of
was.
Stuff. Right through
Al
this
Davis,
week,
exactly.
When the Raiders complained about getting an extra 24 hours for a game. We want the Raiders to shut up, too, seriously. But that to me, that's one of the three greatest plays, maybe the greatest play in NFL history. Happy trails to Stanford's 18-point first-half lead over South Carolina. The second-ranked and defending champion Cardinal raced out ahead of the top-ranked Gamecocks, but things turned in the second half. Destiny Henderson put up 5 steals in the third quarter alone as South Carolina held Stanford to just 7 points in the period. Stanford coach Tara Vanderveer called Henderson, quote, a one-person press, close quote. Great phrasing. Dawn Staley's team is now 12-0 with 5 of those wins, Frank, coming against top 10 teams.
Yeah. Destiny Henderson, by the way, had 7 steals. Stanford turned the ball over 20 times. By the way, how about the job Dawn Staley has done? She has built an absolute powerhouse in Columbia, South Carolina.
That's right.
Incredible.
Man. Remember when Dawn Staley was playing at Virginia? Just a
Virginia,
great point
big
guard.
Time player. Yep.
A couple of omissions.
From Philly.
Luka Doncic entered the protocol and is likely to miss Christmas Day like every other big star, except Steph and a couple others. I forgot to say, the Cavs have played the second hardest schedule in the NBA so far this season. We're running out of show. Let's jump to the big finish. Texas A&M withdrew from the Gator Bowl due to COVID-19 and injuries. Your thoughts, Frank?
So how about this? Wake Forest right now, they're waiting to see if they can find a replacement. Already Illinois and Marshall
Northwestern, we're available.
Maryland's available, too. Rutgers available. The ACC rescinded its forfeit rule. Is that okay by you?
They had to. Maybe for the health of the conference. Yes, you had to do this. The Buccaneers are signing Le'Veon Bell in place of Leonard Fournette, who has that hammy injury. Makes sense?
Yeah. Le'Veon Bell just challenged Jake Paul to a fight.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see how much fight he has in him when he puts that uniform on. Niners-Titans tomorrow night. Who you got?
2 more teams you can't trust. Not even for a week. I'll give Tennessee a home field advantage. Maybe. Who knows? Last one, Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl, Mizzou and Army, Frank. You got somebody? You got somebody in this one?
Repeat the name of that bowl again. Come on, I have to take Army. Have you ever been up to West Point on a Saturday
beautiful.
In the fall?
Stunning.
Absolutely
edging out
beautiful.
Notre Dame. Yep.
We're out of time. Thanks for watching. I'm Frank Isola.
I'm Mike Wilbon. We are off until Monday, January 3rd, you knuckleheads. You can get the podcast on the app or Apple Podcasts. Have a great holiday week, week and a half. We'll see you then. Now, here's sports.
Stay out of trouble.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.